He was not a profound minister who thundered forth with a powerful voice in pulpits around the country. Neither was he a great musician who amazed the multitudes with his unparalleled talent for musical performance. No, he was a hard-working American laborer, born in Brooklyn, New York in 1903. However, he had one quality which allowed the Lord to use him to touch the lives of millions through hymns. During his youth, the American composer and songwriter obtained his first job on a dairy farm. Eventually, he advanced to a desk job in New York City. But he soon moved his employment to a large bakery, where he worked his way through the Great Depression. However, God does not require that a man must be a minister before he can minister. Later, finding new employment as a bricklayer, the Christian young man spent many free hours assisting some of the respected youth ministers and musicians of the early and mid-20th century. Putting his whole heart into the work, the bricklayer wrote choruses, and he played the piano and organ for many of the meetings. Recognizing the need for more substantial gospel songs, he felt the Lord's promptings to write hymns in addition to his widely used choruses. The native New Yorker faithfully worked in his humble position, and because of his humility, the Lord blessed his musical endeavors. In the 1930s, some of his first hymns were published. Eventually, the Lord